Having heard the reading of the Christmas story and joined in the singing of the Christmas songs, I am left to marvel at the goodness of God toward us. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." And 1 John 3:16 says, "We know love by this, that he," that is Jesus, "laid down his life for us." There is no human word that can rise to fully express the wonder, the glory, and the majesty of the birth of the Christ child. As I consider the wonder of Jesus coming into the world, born a babe, and I planned for this sermon, I kept recalling the lyrics of the song, "Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise, the glories of my God and King, the triumphs of his praise." Think about that. The songwriter wasn't saying, "Oh, if there could be a thousand people to sing this song," but he's saying, "Oh, if I had 1,000 tongues, I would use every one of them to glorify our God." When I read the divine account of the birth of Christ, I feel totally inadequate in expressing the glories of his righteousness and the wonders of his love. Oh, this morning, that each of us would have 1,000 tongues so as to sing our great Redeemer's praise, but still then, even then, we could not offer him the praise due his holy name. It is with that disposition of heart and mind that I ask you to consider what the angel spoke to the shepherds, as we read in Luke 2:11. "There has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." First of all, let's consider the Savior, Christ. Christ the Lord was born. Now, this is spectacular. It is remarkable. He who is God, very God, Almighty God, the Ancient of Days, from everlasting to everlasting, the Eternal One, was born into time and space, born a baby, God in flesh. In all humility, this Holy One was born of a lowly virgin, conceived of the Holy Spirit. He is the Christ, the Messiah, the Savior. I would like for us all to go into the nursery this morning. Now, the nursery workers would not appreciate it. But I would like for us to go into the nursery this morning so as to look and observe the many precious babies. As we would look upon these little helpless ones, I would like us to ponder that Jesus, the wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace, was born a babe in flesh. It's astounding. Why should Jesus come in this manner? Why not just have him descend from heaven, a majestic king in all his radiant glory? Well, it was necessary that Jesus be born so that he could be our Savior. If Jesus were to be the Savior of mankind, he would have to be born a humble babe, even as each one of us was born into this world. It was necessary that he be born a babe, for by entering the world in that manner, as we came into the world, he could then be our Savior, our substitute, our atoning sacrifice. Without his birth as a child, it would be impossible for him to suffer in our stead. To be the Savior of all who believe, to be our own personal Savior, Jesus could not come on the scene in any other way. He had to be born a baby just as us. Being born a baby in all humility, he emptied himself, the scripture says, taking on the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. Then he could actually suffer all things as we, yet him without sin. And then he could actually live a life of perfection and die the death of the crucifixion, the death on the cross, in our place. There was no other way in which he could suffer for our sin. Though in his second coming, Christ the Lord will appear in all his glory with the world looking on, in his first advent, he came so very quietly, in obscurity, born a lowly babe, born in a humble manger, God in flesh. And then think of this. Initially, he was made known only to a few. How odd this is. The Savior of the world, upon his birth, was announced to very few. Luke tells us of the angels appearing to the shepherds. As they were keeping watch over their flock by night, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were terribly frightened. As the song says, I can only imagine how frightened they must have been. The angel spoke to the shepherds, saying, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which shall be for all the people. For today in the city of David there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find the baby wrapped in clothes, lying in a manger." Then the heavenly host appeared, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." Isn't this a wonder? Of all those to whom God could have sent his angels announcing the birth of his only begotten Son, of all the peoples of the world over, of paupers and rich men, of common men and royalty, of prisoners and freemen, the only record we have is that he sent his angels to announce Christ's birth to these few lowly shepherds. We know that later the wise men came from the east having seen the star, but the record is that God sent his angels to announce the birth of a son in this magnificent way only to these few shepherds. What an honor then. What a divine privilege for these shepherds that God chose to make the birth of his son known to them, announcing that this newborn baby was their Savior. And they said, he has come to be the Savior. He has come for all people, but today he's born for you. There's been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. So then what did the shepherds do? How did they respond? The shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." Leaving the message of glad tidings and good news, the shepherds responded. They made haste and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. You see, these shepherds heard the message, they believed the message, and then they made their way to the Lord. After telling Mary and Joseph of their experience and that it was told them that this babe was the Messiah Savior, the shepherds then returned and they were glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as had been told them. Oh, church, how God smiled on them, how full their hearts were. Not only had they seen the glory of God and the angels and heard the announcement of the Christ child, but believing, they came to Bethlehem and saw the glory of God in the babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes, laid in the manger. They heard of the Savior, they believed in the Savior, and they received him as the Savior. The good news of Jesus comes to us today. How privileged we are. How highly favored of God to have heard the glad tidings of great joy. How God has smiled on us this morning, so much that we have heard the reading of the Christmas story and worshiped in the singing of the Christmas songs. Here in the Bible, the written word of God, we have recorded the account of the Christ child. He was conceived by the Spirit, born of the Virgin. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He lived his earthly life as a man, God in flesh, and being God, very God, he lived this life perfectly without sin. Thus, when he died upon the cross, he paid the penalty of the sin of all who would believe. And the Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. This is the good news of glad tidings and great joy. There is born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. This Jesus, born a babe, is the only one who can satisfy our present and desperate need for a Savior. This is the good news. Though we have sinned and fallen short of the wage of the glory of God, and though we have sinned and though the wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So, today, we've heard. You've heard of the Christ child. You heard of the Savior. As did the shepherds, will you believe? Will you believe this good message? Will you come in faith believing Jesus to be the one of whom the angel said, a Savior is born for you, he is Christ the Lord? The scripture says, believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. And Jesus said, whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. Jesus receives all who come to him in faith believing. So here we are. We don't have a physical journey to make as did the shepherds going to Bethlehem, but we do have a spiritual journey to make. Having heard of Jesus, believe in him. Come to him. He will be your Savior, for he is Christ the Lord. The birth of Christ, what a wonderful story. Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing my great Redeemer's praise. He breaks the power of canceled sin and sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood availed for me. Had I a thousand hearts to give, my Lord, all were thine. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, again we thank you, for you alone are God. And as the lady sang, who else would there be who would send his son for us? Jesus, who else would there be who would leave his heavenly throne to be born a child? It is you, and you alone. I pray, Heavenly Father, that all of us having heard the story of Jesus, this good news, this glad tidings, that today we will be filled with great joy as we believe and come to you. Lord, I pray for all who hear this message today, that each one of us would humble ourselves as we think about you, Jesus, coming to be born as a child purposefully so that you could die on a cross for us, for the forgiveness of our sin. We praise you, Lord Jesus, for your love and your kindness toward us. So again, I pray for all these who have heard this message. May we, each one, believe in you. And Lord, from this day forward, may we follow after you. We thank you, Jesus, for you are the Christ of God. And it's in your name that we pray. Amen.